yes, many. Not for this particular thing, but they have a quaint expression for everything.
Well, what would you know, if the if the little boy said, "Don't tattle on me," and the little girl did, then she would be a what? What would you think?
Tattletale.
Would could you speak an adult being tattletale?
Sure. I don't think he would, it's likely, but if a child were talking, he certainly would. Not as often as with a child, of course, but I think you could call an adult a tattletale.
And is that
double crosser might be more like it.
Well, is a tattletale the same thing as a gossip?
No, I don't use it in that connotation. A gossip, I would think, it would be more of a term used for adults, because a gossip might tell something without being provoked to do so, whereas a tattletale is tattling because of a specific thing.
And what does a child play with?
Toys,
And, you know, what else could you call them? Any other names for toys?
well, games, specific names, of course, trucks, balls, dolls,
Well, you know, what about Play Pretty? You ever hear that?
When I was very small, Play Pretty was used. I associate that mostly with my colored maids when I was a little girl, but I haven't heard that in a long time.
Well, when you think of the word play pretty or words play pretty, do you think of a doll or a
Yes,
basketball?
something for a girl or for a very small infant, you know, of either sex, but like a baby rattle or something like that for that smaller child, and then I would associate only with girls' things.
Well, so like a toy gun wouldn't be a.
No, I don't think so. First of all, it's not pretty usually.
Well, if something happened that you'd expected, like if you told your daughter she couldn't walk on some fence or something because she'd fall and hurt herself, and she came back in and said, "Mother, Mom, I fell and hurt myself," you'd say, "Well,
I told you so." And I'm afraid I'd say that too, and that's not very good psychology.
Well, what if somebody came and said, "That house that you said that they should insure because it was going to burn down," and you say, "Well, I just
knew it was going to happen."
So how would you say that?
I just knew it was going to happen.
Is that what you said? Or
yeah, I'd say I knew that was going to happen.
And if I do this to you, I will what you this box?
Hand it to me.
Or
give it to me.
And you say, "Yesterday I
gave it,
and I have
given it."
And if you might say, "I'm so glad I carried my umbrella because we hadn't gone half a block when it
started raining."
And what about, is there any other way of saying that? Is that started?
Began to rain.
And you say, "And tomorrow morning it will probably
begin."
And
many times it has begun to rain.
And if you were doing this, I say, "Why are you out of breath?" And you say, "It's because I what all the way home
ran,
and I have
run,
and if I didn't know where a man was born," and you might ask, "Well, I might ask you, well, where does he
live,
or where does he what from?"
Oh, hail from, I guess.
And you might say, "He what in on the train last night?"
Came in, rode in.
And if he came in on the train last night, tomorrow morning his brother might
come.
And but he has already
come.
Right. And what do you do with your eyes? Do you
see?
And you say, "Yesterday I saw."
Saw and seen.
Excuse me. And if you can't get through somewhere, if on a highway or something, you say, "The highway department has the road all
messed up."